Welcome, everyone. Today's call is Setting Your Goals and Achieving Results. My name is Cheryl Vallejos, and my company is Prime Leaders, where I work with people who are ready to get to new levels of their life and create the balance and happiness they deserve. If this is a topic that's very special for me, I've been working with goal setting for many, many years. Some of you already know my history. I've worked in the corporate world with very large companies, and goal setting was it was necessary. In fact, it was mandatory. So doing it with the law of attraction is a much better way to get better results with less effort. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, is achieving your goals with less effort and better outcome. So the plan for our call is going to be about 45 minutes on setting your goals and achieving results. And then I am going to talk about programs that I have coming up, and I'll just take maybe 2 or 3 minutes to do that, and then I will open up the call to see who's taking away some nuggets from our nights, from our call. And also I will send out notes probably by tomorrow of some of the things that we've talked about in class tonight. So welcome everyone to the call. I'm very glad to have all of you on the call, and most of you have been in my calls before. That's great to see. That thrills me. There are three things that we're going to be talking about tonight. One is using the law of attraction to get what you want. The second is action steps to get better results with less effort. And the third, we're going to talk about the 5 essential tools that are important for getting the results you want with less effort. So setting your goals does not have to be hard work. The whole process does not have to be hard work. The thing we want to do is make goal setting fun so you can enjoy the journey. When you use it with the law of attraction, it will be you'll have to put a lot less effort into it. And I'm sure everyone on the call knows about goal setting the traditional way, where you write your goals down and you just kind of follow the project plan and put things on your task list. And usually a few weeks after you set your goals, it kind of goes by the wayside. But what I'd like to do tonight is to give you some tools that you can take away to really put your goals on paper in a way that it's going to bring you more results. So learning the law of attraction is not enough, and many of you have said that you've been on a path where you've studied the law of attraction in the past, and a couple of you have been on my classes, the Breaking Through the Barriers, where we've studied all the different phases of the law of attraction. But learning about the law of attraction is not enough. You have to think it, you have to talk it, and you have to do it. All of those three things are what sends vibrational energy out to the universe. So you have to walk your talk. You have to think it. You have to watch your language. So whatever you... Is anyone hearing an echo? Or is it just me?
Yes, no, I'm hearing an echo.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure what that's about, but let's, as soon as I started talking about vibrational energy, see what happened? But let's continue and see. If it gets bad, someone let me know, and maybe we can dial back in. As you go through goal setting the typical way, you all can probably tell me better than anyone, has it worked for you in the past? I guess I'd like to open that up for answers. With the way you've done goal setting in the past, how has that worked for you? I'd like to hear from at least 2 people. Who would like to begin? How has goal setting worked for you in the past?
This is Laura, and goal setting has not worked typically very well for me in the past. In fact, when I think about goal setting, I feel discouraged, and I can actually feel my vibration getting lower and slower. So that's why I'm really very much looking forward to your law of attraction piece, because I know that lower and slower doesn't get the goal met.
No, it doesn't, does it? Why do you think that causes that feeling?
I think because I've had resistance around goal setting to start with, and then I feel like I don't, even though, you know, if you break the goal down into the small steps, I just never end up doing them, and then I get frustrated, and then I, you know, it just, the whole process has always just felt resistant and not positive to me.
Great. Thank you for sharing, Laura. One more. Who would like to share how goal setting has been for you in the past?
From Saskatoon, typically what I've found is sort of very similar to Laura. I tend to set a goal, I'm all excited and everything's all great, and then it doesn't happen. And then I get discouraged, and I say things to myself like, well, I knew that wasn't going to happen anyway.
Yep.
And so, of course, since I set out that intention, that's what came to fruition.
Mm-hmm. It's the self-sabotage that goes on inside, isn't it? The self-talk that goes on inside, and that's why, thank you for sharing, Vince, that was really a good point. That's a lot of what we're aiming for here, is what you think, what you talk, what you do, all of these are the vibrational energy. So when we set goals the traditional way, and things aren't quite going, or we're not making the amount of money that we want to, or we're not attracting the clients or the customers, or we're not selling enough product, it's very discouraging, and then before we know it, the negative self-talk is setting in, and then that's when it kind of falls apart. So connecting your goals along with the law of attraction, sending your goals out to the universe in order to have more help coming your way. And when I talk about the universe, whatever that means for you, whether it's God, whether it's your high self, whether it's your spirit, whether it's your angels, there's a lot of different terms and a lot of different meanings and perceptions for the universe. So I'm just going to use that in a general term, and whatever that means for you, you can apply it. So the law of attraction states, what you focus on and give your attention to is what you attract more of. And the example I like to use with that, it's like a boomerang. If you throw a boomerang out to the universe, out to, like out in your front yard, if you throw a boomerang, what's it going to do? It's going to come right back to you. So that's why when we have those negative thoughts or when we get discouraged, that's what comes right back to us, and it programs more of the same. So it's harder to get where we're going. So we need to take steps that's going to help us stay encouraged even when things aren't going the way we want them to or as fast as we want them to. So an example is if you're thinking about lack or loss, you're going to attract more of that. So if you lost a client or you didn't sell the amount of products that you thought or you didn't attract enough people to your class, what you're thinking is about the scarcity of it. You're thinking about the loss instead of the gain. And what we want to do is get to a point of thinking about abundance. There's a reason for everything. Everything happens in divine order. So when you're thinking positive, you're actually programming your computer, which is your brain. You're programming it to stay in a state of abundance, and that's when you're going to attract more to you. So practicing positive thinking and watching your language, watching your actions, it's going to be very, very important in getting you to your goals in 2007 and thereafter. 2007 is going to be a powerful year. It's just going to be dynamic. And, you know, I don't know if any of you have studied any of that or study astrology or any of this other stuff, but 2007 is just waiting for all of us to show up big. In fact, when I send you the notes, I'm going to include in that a 2007 little document that I sent to my clients at the beginning of the year, because knowing that 7 is really powerful, it will hopefully encourage you and motivate you to get to where you want to be. So in December, when you look back at the year, you're going to be able to just jump for joy and know that you were able to not only accomplish your goals, but get to better levels, more than what you thought you could do. And that's what we're after here, is to get you the results that you want. An example of this would be like if you go to a networking meeting, you know, I'm not sure how all of you build your business, but if you go to a network meeting, let's just say a Chamber of Commerce meeting, and you set your intention before you go into the meeting that you would like to make contact with 4 new people and that you would like to at least get 2 clients from that meeting, from the time that you spent that day in that meeting, that you would like to be able to attract 2 new people to you. Well, as time goes on, you gather a bunch of business cards and you make the contacts, you send some emails, you make some phone calls, and you did get 1 client, but your intention was really to get 2 clients. Well, that is just, it's still in divine order. So now you could either focus on what you didn't get, or you can be thankful and show appreciation for what you did get. And the more things you show appreciation to, the more you're going to have to give appreciation for. And that's pretty important, especially when you're working the law of attraction. The more you appreciate that comes your way, the more that will come your way in order to appreciate. So what you can do different if you're not attracting the clients or the customers that you really want in order to make the living that you need, well, you try harder the next month. What can you do different in February that you hadn't tried yet, or maybe calling different people or some other kind of campaign, or maybe partnering with someone else? Think of what you can do different to get you the results that you want. But if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem, which means that's when you live in scarcity. So when you get discouraged on a goal or what you want to attract or whatever it is that you're trying for, remember, do not let that discouragement set in. Change the way you think of things. And, you know, Wayne Dyer says it so eloquently. He says, change the way you look at things and the things you look at will change. So instead of feeling bad that you only got 1 customer from that chamber meeting, look at it in a different way and the way you look at it will change. You'll be more appreciative. You'll be thankful. That one client could be one that's going to bring you 3 other referrals in. There's a lot of reasons why we get what we get when we get it. So get creative instead of getting discouraged. I'm going to open it up now for any questions or comments or any shares that any of you would like to do. Anyone? Okay, let's move on to the next step, the action step. So getting better at the results with less effort. So now if each of you would get a piece of paper out and a pencil, we're going to do an exercise so I can show you how this works with the law of attraction along with you doing your part. So on your paper, if you would draw a large funnel, the large part of the funnel is going to be at the top and the smaller portion is going to be at the bottom. So it's going to be like an upside down triangle with the bottom cut off. So if you draw a triangle on a piece of paper, large enough because we're going to write inside of it. Now down the middle, if you would write a line, if you would draw a line right down the middle, in other words, you're going to have a left side of the funnel and a right side of the funnel. Now on the top side, left side, on the top of the funnel, please write your name. And on the right side, if you would write the word universe. Now, we're going to be focusing on a goal tonight. We're just going to pick a goal. And you'll be able to see how when you achieve this, you're going to push out of the bottom the results. You're going to start pushing through the bottom things that you accomplish, things that you attract, and see how the goal setting along with the universe is going to give you more of what you want. So the exercise I'd like to do with this tonight to show you how this works, let's just say in your business in 2007, you want to do more speaking events. So at the very top of the funnel, write more speaking events. Now, in order to achieve this goal, we have to think about what's our part and what's the universe going to help us with. So, like I said earlier, it's not just knowing the law of attraction. It's knowing what you say, knowing how you act, knowing all the different things that's going to be able to help you get where you want to be. So, if you want to do more speaking events this year, what would you say are some of the things that you would put in the left column? What are some of the action steps that you would do in traditional goal setting activity? Who would like to begin?
This is Laura. I would identify groups and organizations that are looking for speakers.
Perfect. Identify groups and organizations. That's great. What's another one? What else can you do to achieve the goal of more speaking events?
Tell our friends and family and people that we work with that this is what we're interested in doing, and if they could pass the word to other people, you know, everybody knows somebody that might can invite me to various events to speak. So word of mouth would be a good idea.
Wonderful. And is this Lynn? Who is
Carolyn?
Carolyn. Okay, great. Thank you. So word of mouth. What else? What else can we do on this side?
Well, you can, this is Ella. You can also send out letters introducing yourself to different corporations.
Great. A letter sent out to different corporations, different organizations, and people are always looking for speakers. So okay. It's just making the effort to do your part in making sure this goal happens. A good one. Thank you, Ella. What's something else we would do?
Then you could attend like network meetings like Chamber of Commerce, breakfasts, lunches, and so on.
Great. Great. Just work.
Well, some of the things that I do, too, is I'm involved with a lot of volunteer organizations.
Uh-huh.
So whenever they have different seminars or conferences or something, I kind of like make sure that I let them know I'm available to help out so I can be more visible.
Wonderful. So the exposure to getting the word out, just letting people know, right?
Yeah. You know, sometimes I'll facilitate or host. It puts me out there so people can see that I can open my mouth and speak.
Great. Great. So these are just some of the things that you would put on the left side. The left side is your responsibility. Some of the other things you might put there is to make sure you're clear on your topic. So when you do call the networking events or the animal clubs, the Lion Club and these other clubs who always are looking for speakers, you're going to know your topics. You're going to know what you're going to be presenting. So that's one important step to begin this. Another step is to create your one pager, because before anyone's going to ask you to come and speak, more than likely they're going to ask for your one page document, which tells, you know, there's a whole format on that. Okay, let's move to the right side. What can you do to ask the universe? What can you do on the right side to have the universe help you with achieving more speaking events in 2007? Who would like to help there?
I think initially what I'll do is start in the office to thank the universe for giving me the opportunity to speak and to present various topics to people. So I'm going to thank him for all the speeches that I'm going to have to do.
Wonderful. So appreciation, that's a big one, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that later too. Thank you. What else would you do on this side?
Well, this is Ella.
Yes.
First thing I'll start writing in my journal.
Journal. So what would you put?
How many speeches I want to do in the course of a month or so.
So setting the intention, is that right?
Right, setting my intention.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Thank you. What else can we do to ask the universe to help us make this effortless?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm going to explain this to sorry about that.
What about affirmations?
Uh-huh.
Affirmations is a big one because if you have an affirmation statement, something like, I'm going to be the best speaker on the subject, you know, whatever it is you're speaking on for 2007, and I'm going to attract eight events a month or eight speaking spots a month. And then you write that down so you're seeing it. You could put it on the visor of your car. You could post it by your computer. So having an affirmation that's going to help you know that you can do it. It's going to program you to know that whatever your goals are, you can achieve it. What it's doing, it's changing that desire into belief by gaining the positive reinforcement that you need. Okay, so on the side of the universe, what else is there?
This is Ella.
Yes.
We can meditate.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Meditate, that's a good one. Why would you meditate? For people on the call who don't meditate, what would you say is the purpose of meditating?
To focus your attention.
Good. Anyone else? How does meditation help us in requesting help from the universe?
I think it helps you to focus.
It does. Focus. That's a big one.
And it might help you to visualize it more. That way you can actually see it.
Mm-hmm.
You're opening your mind. You're relaxing it to a place where you're just putting in good information about what you're going to do.
Exactly. Very good. Another thing with meditation is we create space. We create space in our brain, in our thinking, to allow answers to come through. And the space is where we're getting answers from, you know, from a higher source, from the universe, from the law of attraction, from our spirit, our guides. So meditation is creating the space that we need in order to get the answers that we want. So for a lot of people, you know, you've probably heard of the monkey mind, where you're thinking constantly about what you need to do, what you have done, what you didn't do right, or who you have to call later. So meditation is a way of quieting our mind in order to get the answers. So I highly recommend that. And it could be anywhere from 2 minutes to 30 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever you're used to in a meditation practice. But a little bit is better than nothing. So you can see from this example what you can do to achieve this goal of becoming a speaker this year, and what you can do to request more help from the universe. Another one is at night, your appreciation of what you've done during the day that is getting you closer to your goal. So the universe loves appreciation. In fact, there's a statement that I teach in my class, the four-week class, and you say the words, I love it when the universe brings me more success, or I love it when the universe helps me book another event. But what's better, if you hear me say, I love it when the universe brings me another event, or what does it feel like when I say, I love it when the universe brings me another event? Which one sounds better?
Second one, more joy.
Exactly. More joy, more energy, more vibration. And you remember that everything is vibrational energy. So when you give thanks and you give appreciation, it's not just, I'm so thankful for everything in my life. No, it's saying it with enthusiasm. It's saying it with joy and just passion. So sending that vibration out to the universe is what you're going to get more of the same. The clarity, the focus, all of this comes together. So you could see your side and you could see the universe side, and they work hand in hand. The law of attraction will help you achieve your goals faster with less effort. So with all of these things that we talked about, those are steps that's going to help you get you closer to your goals in 2007. Any questions on this? Or anything you'd like to add to it?
Cheryl, this is Ella.
Yes.
When you were saying that, I wrote down enthusiasm is the 1% that makes the difference.
Exactly. Enthusiasm could actually be the 99% that makes the difference.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's huge. And that goes back to the vibrational energy, which is a class all in itself. I did several of those back in, I think, November. But vibrational energy is going to send out what it truly is that you want. So if you want it to come back to you in a powerful way, send it out in a powerful way. You know, if you're sitting around the house and you're alone, or if you don't mind showing this kind of passion in front of others in the household, by all means, just say it with so much passion that you can make your house vibrate. Any other questions?
Hi, this is Laura. I just wanted to share a wonderful book. I don't know if anybody's familiar with it, but it's called Say What You Love.
Oh, great. Do you know who wrote it?
I'm sorry, I don't off the top of my head, but if you go to Amazon and just enter in Say What You Love, I'm sure you'll find it.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, Laura. That's great. Anyone else have anything to share or any questions?
This is Lynn.
Yes.
I was on a call last night, and she said, we could say, why is it so easy for me to have this? Why is it so easy that I have all these customers coming to me? Or why is it so easy that I have all the money that I need? And you're saying it in a upbeat.
Exactly.
It's really, really easy.
Yes, that's really good. And, you know, there's so many different styles of teaching about the law of attraction, and taking what you hear from each person who says something that really resonates with you, that is the most important thing. You know, I don't think there's any right way or any wrong way. It's just taking what you hear that's going to really touch you to be able to get to where you want to be. One way that I would probably do that is, instead of why, I would do the thank you for. So whatever way it is, it's still the vibrational energy that you're sending out to the universe and what you're getting back. So yes, thank you very much for sharing that, Lynn. Anyone else? Questions, comments, shares? Does anyone on the call right now work on goals with the law of attraction? Maybe something recent in your life, or just combining goal setting with the law of attraction?
I did. This is Yala.
Yes. Can you share?
I did from your class when you were talking about breaking barriers, and you went into the mind and the law of attraction of there. I noticed when I applied a lot of those techniques to working with my consultants in my unit, we started producing more with less effort, and people were having more fun and enjoying the fact that they were producing more with less effort.
Wonderful. I love testimonies like that. I love it when the universe brings testimonies like that to my class. Thank you for sharing, Yella.
Okay.
And that's one thing with my clients. I have a whole link on my webpage. It's a secure part of the webpage. It's all about goal setting. So it's setting your goals, and it's having a success partner to work with you, whether it's a coach, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a loved one, a child, anyone who can work with you and have where you can have the support, the accountability, the motivation, all of these things go hand in hand on achieving your goals, because it's easy to have discouragement set in. So to be able to pick up the phone and call someone to just kind of vent for a minute, and those of you who've been on my other calls, you know that you only get a minute, and then you move on to thinking about solutions instead of the problem. So support is a real key issue in achieving your goals, and that's why you're hearing more and more about coaches in the corporate world, because working with their managers, there's more accountability and support and encouragement. So all of these things go together in working and achieving your goals with less effort. I'd like to move on to the next exercise. If you would draw a circle on your page, and we're going to create a pie chart. So after you draw a circle, would you draw, oh, let's say, three lines to make it a pie chart? So you're going to have six separate sections on that circle. Now, one of the things that was mentioned, first of all, I think, Laura, you mentioned this, is to contact organizations that need speakers or that you could go in and tell about whatever it is you're teaching. Is that, did you mention that, Laura?
Yes.
Great.
I did.
So we did the first exercise, which is one part of our goal for 2007, which is getting more speaking events. So the second part of that is now moving into what we can do as a next step. In the pie chart, let's try to fill the pie chart with organizations that we can contact where we can try to get speaking events. So who would like to begin? Where can we get speaking events?
The Speaking Bureau.
Good. Okay. We'll write that.
Church.
Church. Wonderful. Church is a good one. What else?
Various community organizations.
What was that?
Community organizations.
Community organizations, good. Do you have specifics? Can you think of one specifically?
Maybe like the breast cancer, women's way organization, a lot of those self-help organizations.
Great.
Where motivation is what they need.
Okay, good.
What about Toastmasters?
Toastmasters is a great one. That would be number one on my list. Good. What else? There's the Animal Club, so you could put down there the Lions Club if that's something that would fit into whatever your topic is. Another one might even be teleclasses like this, because that's how you get the word out about what you do, and you're able to, you know, contact a lot of people that way also. So I think we have about six different things that we talked about. You'd put one in each pie chart, one in each of those little pie-shaped areas. And then out from that, you would start gathering the phone number, okay? So for the Lions Club, who would you contact? What's the person's name? What's the phone number? Out from Toastmasters, you can go on the internet and find out what Toastmaster clubs are in your area. Get a contact person, get a phone number. Breast cancer groups, you can find the contact information, write the phone number. And then where do you put the circle? After you're done with this, where do you put it? What can you do in order, now that you have this information, to send it out to the universe for help? What are some suggestions? What can you do with it?
Putting that information in your journal, right? Or
yeah, that's one thing. You could put it in your journal.
And you want to put it in your space when you meditate.
Yeah, you could put it, so it's the last thing you look at before you close your eyes to meditate. That's a good point. What else?
Oh, girl.
Say that again?
I just said, go, girl.
There you go.
I'm learning this stuff, honey. You own it, Carolyn. That's right. I just went up and saw the secret, a little bit of it anyhow.
Wonderful. It's going to be on the Oprah show, too, I think, the end of the month.
Yes.
So
they have a free showing of it. I've been trying to find out where is it.
It is on the internet. It's on a Yahoo page, and I'm not sure I kept that link or not, but if I find that, I'll be glad to include that in the notes. The secret.
Could you please?
Yes. The secret is a very
I've become a member of the secret club now, and
trying to find it, and I did all that, and I still don't find it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to change the subject.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That's okay.
That's a part of it, darling.
That's what makes these classes great, is when you have interaction and people sharing great tips, because, you know, I learn from all of you as well as teach, so I thank all of you for being on the class. So what I do, I have an intention board. The way my computer sets in my office, my intention board is on the wall, that it's what I see when I'm at my desk. So on my intention board, it's everything that I want for 2007. And I see it daily. When I'm on the phone, if I'm on hold, it's there. It's not consciously that I have to look at it every day. Consciously, I don't have to go over there and read the different topics or see what's on there or really consciously pay attention. But it is a way that I'm sending that energy out to the universe. So what I would do is I would print this circle out, this pie chart task list. I'd print it out and put it on my intention board. So I not only have a copy, my working copy, because it has phone numbers, but I'd also send it out to the universe because I want help making this effortless. I want, when I call Toastmasters, I want to be able to join just the right club that's going to be in the right space. So when I start talking about whatever subject I'm talking about, they'll be receptive. So it's not only a place to practice the speeches, but it's a place to possibly get clients. So you can see that the second part of the goal setting is also connected to what you do and what the universe can do to help you. Other people have a treasure box, a little box. It could just be, you know, just a small box from a five and dime. And you put your treasures in there. You put whatever it is that you're sending out to the universe in that little box. And it's like you're cooking it. So all of these together are ways that you can work your goals with the law of attraction. And the action steps is what's going to help you achieve more of your goal with less effort. And, you know, setting your intention every morning. Intentions are a big part of it because it's what you want the day to look at. And many of you have heard me say intentions is not your task list. So it's not what you want to do for the day. It's your intention for the day. So if you want it to be a productive day, if you want it to be a happy day, you just want, maybe it's your day off and you just want it to be a day of joy, whatever it is for you, that that intention is programmed in your subconscious and you don't have to think about it again. And your subconscious works 24/7. It is working all the time. So you're programming something into your subconscious and you don't have to think about it. It's just like eating. You don't have to think about picking up the fork. You don't have to think about combing your hair or curling your hair or washing your hair in the shower. It just works all the time. So setting your intentions, getting clear on what you want, is really important. Clarity is number one on working the law of attraction. Does anyone have any questions so far, or comments, or shares?
This is Ella.
Yes.
I would like to share about the treasure box. I made a treasure box, but I realized I put the top on the box. Nothing could get in and out unless I allowed it. So I just took the top off the box, and everything is just flowing. I'm out the way.
Wow.
That's interesting.
That is powerful. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else?
I'm currently trying to make this transition to Florida, in addition to trying to, you know, learn all I can about life coaching and working on my certification and trying to close out my job here. So it seems like everything was coming up negatively, and I want this bad. I want to move to Florida. And it seemed like every time something came up, it was something to bring me down or make me doubt that maybe I'm not making the right move. But since I've been learning about the law of attraction and, you know, meditating and setting my intentions, anything that comes up now, I just, you know, that acknowledgement and that gratitude, appreciation has just been, Lord, thank you for giving me this anyhow, no matter what happens. Just thank you for it. And so far, so good. And even the things that are still standing that may appear to be negative, because I changed my attitude about it, it doesn't bother me anymore. So I'm really getting stronger in controlling my energy level and setting my intentions. You know, it sounds easy when you hear it, but doing it is not that quite easy. Now it's becoming easier and easier.
Right. And this is Carolyn, right?
That's right.
Carolyn, can I work with you on the wording a little bit?
Yes.
When you said, I want it and I want it bad, does it feel okay to you to say, I know I can achieve it. I know I can have it.
I know I can have it. I know I can achieve it.
There you go. When you want something, there's just a little bit of negative undertone there, that there's a doubt that you can get it. So wanting it and believing you can get it are two different things. That's
Okay. Moving
from the desire into the belief. And many of you have heard me give classes on the power of belief and the DSP inside your brain and how all that works. But your belief is 10,000 times stronger than a desire. So believing you can do it is, you know, you're partway there, you're halfway there in just believing. So good luck to you on that, Carolyn, and thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Does anyone know what VIP time is?
What is it?
VIP. VIP means very important person. So,
VIP.
VIP, very important person. So let's just say on your schedule tomorrow at 2 o'clock, you had David Smith scheduled in there for an hour, and he's a very important person. He's maybe a potential client that could mean thousands of dollars for you. Now, would you keep this appointment at 2 o'clock?
Of course, yes.
Is there any reason, unless you were, like, bleeding from all parts, that you wouldn't keep the appointment with him?
No.
Most likely not.
That's what you have to do. You are the very important person in your life. So having that circle with the six areas of the people that you need to call to try to book events for speaking, you have to schedule it. Schedule it in your calendar. So maybe 1 hour, 2 hours this week. Like if you pick Friday at 2 o'clock from 2 to 4, you're going to block off your calendar and you're going to write there, VIP time. VIP time is what's going to help you get closer to your goals with less effort. And VIP time means no other phone calls. If the doorbell rings, you don't answer it. If someone comes into your office or into your space, you explain to them that you're in protected time. VIP time is what's going to help you get to where you want to be. So I highly recommend that you schedule this into your day so that you can become all that you want to be. So there's 15 minutes a day that's very important, and I'd like you to write this down. 3 minutes in the morning for your intention. 6 minutes a day for planning. 3 minutes a day for appreciation. And 3 minutes a day for acknowledgments. And this might be being thankful because you have a dog, or it might be thankful because you have a car and you made it to work and back, or it might be thankful that you have a partner in your life, whatever it is. But all of these steps together, all of these, it's going to take you 15 minutes total for all of these. And what's it worth to you for these 15 minutes a day to get you where you want to be? These are the most important 15 minutes a day. 3 minutes to set your intention in the morning. 6 minutes to plan your day. 3 minutes for appreciations at the end of the day, and 3 minutes for acknowledgments. So if you're not doing this already, I would really encourage you to do it. I'm going to tell you just for a couple minutes about what I do and what I have coming up. I love working one-on-one with clients, and especially working on goals. The areas I love working on the most is goals, because that's where you can see the tangible results. That's where you can see what you're actually achieving and the steps. And with accountability, let's just say we were on the call today and you told me that you were going to call three of the people or the clubs that were on the circle. Well, guess what's going to happen next time we get on our call, maybe next week? I'm going to ask you, okay, who'd you call this week? Did you get that done? Or did you arrange for your one sheet? Do you have a draft of that? Can I help you with that? So being an accountability partner to help you get to where you want to be is just the real joy of my life. It's like your success is my success. That's a real joy for me. And the second part that I love specializing in is communication, and I'll be doing a few classes on that in February, how to communicate better to get dynamic results. And sometimes if you have a partner of the opposite sex, you know that it's not easy sometimes to communicate, because a woman thinks better. I mean, a woman thinks different than a man, or your boss thinks different than you, or employees, or clients even. So how can you communicate to get better results? That's a real passion of mine too. And I don't know if any of you have read the book Crucial Conversations. I'm actually certified in that to teach it, and that's a very powerful book if you're wanting to work more in that area. But I have a 4-week class coming up the first part of March. It's called Magnet to Success. It's a 4-week class, and in there you're going to learn many different ways about the law of attraction and how to attract more your way. And part of that has to do with emotional freedom technique. It's programming the emotional side of our brain, not just the physical and spiritual and the sides that we do get results, but not quite as fast as the emotional side. So I'm very glad to hear a couple people on the call tonight with studying the law of attraction, teaching it, and training. So that's really good. You'll learn the 3-step attraction tool. You'll also learn about the T tool, what to do when things aren't going well. What exercise can you do to pull you out of that really fast? So the class starts early in March. It's $198, and you actually get a $79 free product. It's an ebook along with a 12-week course. You're getting that free included with the course. So I'd encourage all of you to look at that, and if it resonates with you, or if you have any more questions on that, please get back with me, and that will be included in the email. Now, I'd like to close the call by giving you the 5 steps on achieving results, or setting your goals and achieving results. So if you have a pen and paper handy, if you would write these down. The first one is clarity. Getting clear on what you want. If you're not clear on what you want, you'll never get there. It's like a map. If you're going on a long trip without a map, you might not get to your final destination. So get clear on what it is that you want. Number 2, make it a belief. So changing your desires, changing your wants, making them a belief, and that's where you get the powerful results. And we talked about a few of those ways in class tonight. Affirmations, meditations, repetition, all of these things are going to help you change that desire into belief, along with emotional freedom technique, because that works to get the conflict out and the self-sabotage. Number 3, assigning the action steps that are going to get you where you want to be. Number 3, assign the action steps. And in parentheses, I'd like you to write the word prioritize. So when you make your action steps, prioritizing with urgent, important, non-urgent, non-important. And I know that goes back, I mean, Stephen Covey and even way before him, that's kind of the simple old way of a task list, but it still works. And the way you prioritize is ask yourself, what's the consequences if I don't get this action step done today? So say, for instance, on your list might be to call a Toastmasters club. Well, you can ask yourself, what's the urgency if I don't get it done today? If you can say there's no urgency or I could put it off till tomorrow, well, that might be a B on your list instead of an A. Number four is appreciation. Because if you remember what we talked about, the appreciation, the more you give appreciation for, the more you're going to get to give appreciation. Number five, and this is very important. Who can tell me what number five is? Very important. What?
That's your intention daily?
The space?
VI what?
VIP.
VIP. Set your VIP time. And I don't care whether it's an hour or two to go to a movie, or you're going to block out 4 hours in your day for a golf game, or you're going to set 2 hour block of time to work on your goals, or whatever it is, we all need VIP time in our schedule, and you treat it like Mr. Smith or whoever that was in our schedule that we really wouldn't cancel an appointment for. So these five techniques are going to help you get where you want to get with faster results, less effort, less time, less money, and better results. So with all that said, I'd like to hear from three of you on what you're taking away from the call tonight that is a nugget for you or something that you can implement into your life to help you achieve goals better. Or if you have questions about the call, now's the time. Anyone?
Hi, Shel. This is Lois. I was able to make the call.
Hi, Lois. Glad to have you here.
Thank you. The VIP, the very important person, that time is crucial for me. So that is definitely what I will be taking away, because I need to know that at least this time is allotted for something that's very important for me to achieve my goals and focus.
Have you ever done that before?
I've tried to do it, but I guess I didn't see it as VIP, so I would allow interruptions and put it off, and so on a smaller scale, and I didn't treat it as very important, put it that way.
Yeah, good. Thank you for sharing, Lois, and I'm glad you made the call.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I like the understanding of the funnel, where what is my responsibility and what I'm expecting the universe to do.
11 attendees in this conference.
It's much more clear.
Great.
And I'm going to take that with me.
The funnel
today
is a great way for visualization, because you can actually see things moving through the funnel. So
right.
Knowing NLP, if any of you are familiar with that, some of us learn by audio, some learn visually. There are so many different ways, and if you learn visually, this is a good exercise. So thank you for sharing. Anyone else? Any questions or nuggets that you're taking away?
Well, this is Ella.
Yes, Ella.
I am taking away the intention board. You mentioned that you have your intentions over your computer, and you can always see them. So I have a treasure board. Now I'm going to make one for intentions over my computer, because what I got over my computer now is the big word goes. So I put it to go out and live successfully. That I think I'm going to change that around a little bit.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ella.
This is Laura, and I appreciated, I actually kind of called it Next Step Pie because it made me laugh. So humor is great, and so I really like the concept of Next Step Pie, and I can kind of think that I get to have a piece of pie every day.
Thank you for sharing, Laura. You know, when I was thinking through that as an exercise, I thought, boy, this really needs a title. You know, thank you for being on class, because that might just be the title of this little exercise.
Okay.
Good. Anyone else before I share one more thing with you?
This is Lois again. I don't mean to take up too much, but I have a quick question. Okay, great. I have a quick question regarding the intention board. I've heard of it before and have seen samples of it. And one of the questions that I have is, if that board has so many items there that you have as intention for goals to achieve, for me in my mind, sometimes it feels like it would be pressure, because either I'm not achieving it fast enough or whatever. Is that normal? I don't know, like, how to treat that.
Well, it goes back to what I said about all things in divine order. So, like on my board, I have a lady with a certificate holding a check, and she's speaking in front of a large group. Now, this is my goal. In fact, that's why it was easy for me to talk about it, because my goal in 2007 is to do more speaking events than I've done in the past. So, when I see that, it's not only sending that intention out to the universe, but it's reminding me, and my subconscious knows that that's what I want. That's what I'm going to attract more. And as the word spreads, treat it as it's not a discouraging thing. It's sending it out in divine order for it to come back.
Okay. Okay.
Did that help?
Yes. Thank you.
You bet. You know, instead of discouraged, like if I see it here and maybe by June I don't get the speaking event that I want, and, you know, I've done a couple keynotes in the past, but I want a bigger one. Well, come June, if I don't get it, if I try to force the outcome, it could just be a flop. So it's all in divine order. It's going to happen when it's meant to happen and if it's meant to happen. So sending it out to the universe, and just know that we have divine help on our side. Good question, Lois. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? One thing that I'd like to share upon closing is that our subconscious does not know words. So when you put words, or you think to yourself, or you say out loud, I want 5 new customers this month, your mind, your brain does not know words. It knows emotions. So this ties back to the emotion statement that we talked about before, of not just saying, I want 5 new customers this month. You have to put the emotions into it. I want 5 new customers this month, and send that vibration out. So know that your brain is relating back to emotions, not words. And with that, I want to wish all of you the best success going forward, and I hope you attract the results that you want and all the happiness. So blessings to everyone, and thank you for showing up on the call today.
Thank you.
I want everybody to have a good time tonight.
Wonderful.
Hey, you too, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Yes.
Bye.